This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bhaskola with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekha calls for high alert towards possibility of heavy rainfall in Kosi and Bagmati province. 228 people die and 25 others missing from recent rain-induced disasters. 1100 megawatt electricity affected. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will face repercussions for missile attack as Israel sends more troops to Lebanon. Now the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed all the authorities concerned and relevant mechanism to remain highly alert and do the needful preparations as heavy rainfall is expected in some places of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. The instruction comes in response to the weather forecast bulletin released by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology regarding the probabilities of downpour in some parts of the Kosi and Bagmati province. Minister Lekha called on all three security agencies, National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, chief district officers and local governments for caution towards possible risk of disasters. The department has appealed to public for alertness and readiness to mitigate the potential risk of the predicted rainfall and its consequences. Minister Lekha has also urged the travelers to be careful while traveling, noting the conditions of major highways and roads due to recent series of rain-triggered landslide and flood, while the risk still persists in some parts. As many as 228 people have lost their lives while 25 others are still missing in the recent rain-induced flood and landslides. Another 158 people have sustained injuries. According to the spokesperson of Home Ministry, Rishi Ram Tiwari, so far 13,071 people have been rescued from the flood-affected areas while search, rescue and relief assistance is still ongoing. Spokesperson Tiwari assured that the government has accorded high priority to the rescue and relief and put up all-out efforts to resume the operation of the obstructed highways. On the other hand, this year's recent floods and landslides have taken a huge toll on the production of electricity. At least 1,100 megawatt of hydroelectricity has been thrown out of the systems with this obstruction to its production and transmission. The transmission line and distribution systems of hydropower projects have become complicated, whereas capacity of the stalled projects is estimated to be equivalent to 650 megawatt. Nepal Electricity Authority has said it would be difficult to meet the demand as most of the power stations were closed in the disaster-triggered emergency. According to preliminary reports from the Ministry of Energy, the incessant rain-induced floods and landslides have damaged 36 projects with having power generation capacity of 1,100 megawatt. The government has started market monitoring from today, including mobile food laboratory targeting Dasain Tihar and Chhath. From today, the Department of Food Technology and Quality Control has started market monitoring within the districts of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur with two mobile vans. Inaugurating the market monitoring, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari said that the mobile vans lying around for this last 6-7 years after its purchase have been mobilized from today in market monitoring for testing food quality targeting the major festivals. According to the ministerial officer, two other vans which are pending for repair will also be brought back to east-west operation. Referring to the recent increase in the number of patients in hospital due to food consumption, the minister said that testing is underway on the food items available in the market to prevent consumers from eating unsafe food items. The World Bank's latest economic update named Nepal Development Update International Migration and Well-being in Nepal has been released today. According to the update, Nepal's economic growth is projected to accelerate to 5.1% in fiscal year 2025 from 3.9% in the fiscal year 2024. Driven by anticipated high tourist arrivals along with increased hydropower and paddy production. The private sector is expected to contribute to the country's growth as it is anticipated to benefit from the central bank's loosening of monetary policy and easing of regulatory requirements. Similarly, Nepal's economy is projected to grow by 5.5% in fiscal year 2026. Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, Professor Dr. Shivaraj Adhikari, said that Nepal's economy is on a gradual recovery path. Vice Chairperson Adhikari assured that the focus is on enhancing capital expenditure, particularly by completing nearly finished projects along with the reformation of budgetary process to help strengthen the macroeconomic stability, boost domestic productivity and create job opportunities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Iran will face repercussions for its action after Iran fired around 180 missiles at Israel on Tuesday. Most of the missiles were anticipated. One Palestinian was killed in the West Bank and a school in central Israel and a restaurant in Tel Aviv were hit. The BBC quoted Iran as saying that the barrage was in response to Israel's aggressive acts, including the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Israel added, saying that beginning earlier this week, additional forces will be sent to its ground operation inside Lebanon. Meanwhile, Hezbollah said that it repelled an Israeli ground attack in Lebanon on Wednesday and has continued firing rockets at Israel. World leaders have urged Iran and Israel to step back from the brink after Tehran fired a barrage of rockets at its arch rival. The Agence France-Presse quoted the Tehran as saying the attack on Tuesday was in response to the killings of Iran-backed militant leaders. It was the second time Iran has directly attacked Israel after a missile and drone attack in April in retaliation for a deadly Israeli airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus. After the wave of missiles, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the broadening conflict in the Middle East, saying this must stop and a ceasefire is absolutely needed. World leaders from US, UK, France, Japan, Germany and Spain have also urged Iran to stop the attack immediately. At least 45 people have died and many others are missing after two migrants' boat capsized off the coast of Djibouti in East Africa. The BBC quoted the International Organization for Migration, IOM, as saying the boats left Yemen with 310 people on board before sinking in the Red Sea off the East African nation on Tuesday. The Djibouti's Coast Guard shared the information that to date 61 individuals are still missing and the search operations are continuing relentlessly. The incident is the latest boat disaster to hit the route and is also described as one of the busiest and most dangerous in the world used by refugees and migrants from Africa. Tens of thousands of people packed the streets of one of India's biggest cities after doctors resumed the strike and called fresh rallies over the rape and murder of a colleague. The discovery of the 31-year-old's bloodied body at a state-run hospital in Kolkata 2 months ago rekindled nationwide anger at the chronic use of violence against women. According to Agence France-Presse, doctors in the eastern city went on strike for weeks in response and walked off the job again on Tuesday, saying pledges by the West Bengal state government to improve safety and security at hospitals had been unmet. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and at a few places of Bagmati and Gandaki province, including at one or two places of rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi and Bagmati province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak calls for high alert towards possibility of heavy rainfall in Kosi and Bagmati province. 228 people die and 25 others missing from recent rain-induced disasters. 1,100 megawatt electricity affected. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will face repercussions for missile attack as Israel sends more troops to Lebanon. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.